Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Saturday to you. It's Saturday, September the 9th. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the 76ers starting lineup. I mentioned it to you guys before in reference to back in summer league on who I thought should be in the starting lineup. And, you know, I think that Brett Brown has a tough decision to make. And, you know, a lot of people think that Dario Saric should be a starter. He has proven that he deserves to be a starter. However, you know, I'm of the belief that Dario Saric will, I won't say he'll be better off, but I think the 76ers will be better off bringing him off the bench as the sixth man, so to speak. And I know that some of you guys, you know, disagree with that. And I just want to, you know, sit here and share to you, you know, why, you know, I feel that way. You know, I think that, you know, first of all, you know, Ben Simmons, if, you know, I think, you know, Ben Simmons is going to be the primary ball handler. I'm not going to say that he's going to be the point guard because, you know, I think that on offense, he's going to have the ball in his hands. But I think on defense that, you know, the Sixers aren't going to have him guarding point guards, right? I think that, you know, that will probably be Markelle Fultz. Right. And just to back up a little bit, because before I get too far ahead and you guys are like, you know, what are you talking about? My projected starting lineup is Ben Simmons. Right. Primary ball handler, you know, positionless player. OK. Then you have your guards. You know, the other guards are going to be J.J. Redick at the two. And then you have, you know, Markelle Fultz, you know, so to speak, as you know, you got as a point guard, you know, now, Ben Simmons will be the primary ball handler, but it's going to be a hybrid position. He's going to be point guard, and he's also going to be, in my starting lineup, he's going to be a power forward on defense. So then you have at the three, you have Robert Covington. And then at the five, we have Joel Embiid. Now, the reason why, even though Dario Saric is like killing it in Eurobasket, even though Dario Saric was, in my opinion, the best rookie of the year last year. Now again, Embiid was the best player, but since Dario, you know, played the entire season all but one game, and came on so strong, and he deserved to be rookie of the year. And I know that, you know, he's a heck of a player. However, I feel as if that the fact that, as I mentioned before, that Ben Simmons, you know, is basically going to struggle guarding point guards, that he has to play the four on defense. And some people may argue like, you know, well, Simmons could play the three. Well, and maybe he can. But the thing with me is, with Ben Simmons, you know, I feel as if that he's best grabbing defensive rebounds and getting out and go and starting transition. You know what I mean? I would rather prefer to have Simmons grabbing these defensive boards and kicking it out and getting out and go, as opposed to being out in the perimeter in space. And then when somebody gets it, they have to pass the ball to him, whereas he already has it underneath, you know, the block. Now, something else. So let's just say if you have Ben Simmons, you know, Ben Simmons has been working on his outside shot. but it's not really there yet, you know what I mean, as far as like NBA, like you want, like this guy's a knockdown three-point shooter. So you have that element, and then you have Dario. And if you remember early on in the season, Dario and Embiid really didn't mesh well. Embiid's game really took off, you know, and the Sixers took off when Ersan Ilyasova came, because Ersan could stretch the floor. Dario really can't. It's crowded with him and Embiid in there together. So whereas, again, you will have Ben Simmons as a primary ball handler, and then you could have Robert Covington, and you can also have JJ Redick, you know, guys who can stick threes, accomplished guys in the NBA that we know can shoot from the outside. You know, now I know Markelle Fultz, you add him to that category, but again, I'm talking about two accomplished guys in the league who can stick threes. Now, if you have Ben and you have if you have Ben and you have Dario in there, you know, the only guy who you really could depend on, and again, I'm not taking anything against Markelle, but he's a rookie. But the only guy that we know that we can depend on would be a JJ Redick. And if you're opposing defense, what do? Stop Redick. So again, people are still going to try to stop him. But then, you know, it's one of those things when you have a Robert Covington, you can keep him honest. Now, I just want to take a little break right now, you know, from talking about this. I'm going to get back to it. But I want to talk to you guys about, you know, everyone else has been, people have been, you know, people have been, you know, calling me, talking all this stuff in regards to, you know, hey, man, what about the Sixers tickets? I don't like the Sixers tickets. Oh, they're scalping. I mean, hey, I don't have anything to do with that. I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I mean, I don't think that they're, maybe like they're going to StubHub. And when you go there, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, some people sell their tickets and they buy it and this and that. So, you know, I really don't have anything, you know, to do with that. And also, you know, the Sixers really haven't started selling their single game tickets just yet. But look, if you're concerned, I mean, if you're really concerned, like, I'm just telling you, I have an option for you. You know, I keep telling y'all every time I come out here, I got an option for you. And I'm telling you, you need to do what I do. Now, last week, I went to the Pitt game. On, you know, I used my SeatGeek tickets to do it. Man, had a phenomenal time. And I'm telling y'all, that's what y'all need to do. Get your tickets at SeatGeek. You know what I mean? Like, look, football season is about to start. Basketball season is about to start. I'm getting it wrong. Football season already started. But I'm thinking about NFL and all that. Now, look, here's the deal, y'all. So what happened is, you know, I get the SeatGeek app, right? So I'm a diehard Pitt fan for. I mean, I can't deny it. I know this is Penn State country and all this, whatever. But I graduated from Pitt. I love Pitt. I go to Pitt games, and I use SeatGeek, right? So now I went to the game last week, and now they play Rice on in a couple weeks from now, and SeatGeek gave me an alert to where I can get four tickets on the 47th yard line, right? And I'm not talking about up in the nosebleed. I'm talking about great seats on the 47th yard line for $14 a piece. $14 a piece. You can't beat that. Now, again, you know, if they're playing like a Notre Dame or if they're playing somebody else, of course you're not going to be able to get the ticket that price. But I'm just trying to tell you, like, SeatGeek is the way to go. You want to know why? Because buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy. With SeatGeek, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seat at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team, Pitt in my case, or a musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to action with a great value. Now, the thing about it is, I'm telling y'all need to download the SeatGeek app. That's what you got to do. That's what I do. See, everything is on my phone, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could do things where you could go and print stuff out. Nah, bro. I want everything on my phone. That way I can't say, hey, babe, I lost the tickets. I keep everything on my phone, on my app. So the best way to get your first $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Now, get this right. The tickets, if you go to the Pit Game, the tickets are $14 a piece. But on your first purchase, SeatGeek will give you $20 off. So basically, you're going to get one ticket for free, and then it's going to take some off the other one. So what you do to get the app is, you know, to do that, just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOMBA today. I'm talking about do it pronto, people, before somebody else gets those tickets. The code is LOMBA. That promo code LOMBA will take $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So I'm telling y'all, that's what you got to do. But see, now getting back to the starting lineup, and I don't want people to think that Pompey is down on Dario. No, I think Dario is going to be a great player. The only thing that, you know, the thing that gets me is that you, when you have a guy like Embiid, you need spacing, right? And then we already know that Ben Simmons is going to be the primary ball handler. But the biggest question mark is, can he guard in the perimeter? Can he guard point guards? I mean, you know, but we all know that down low on the defensive end, he grabs the rebounds and he gets out and go. So with that being said, you know, I think that Dario will be better suited coming off the bench as the sixth man. You know, sixth man or seventh man, depending on, you know, what you want to do with Jared Bayless, because he's going to be pivotal too. Now, the thing about it is, you know, on that second unit, let's just say on that second unit, Dario can be a beast in regards to scoring. You know, he could be a guy. Now, again, I get it. I get this, that the fact that, you know, here's a guy like Dario who left money on the table to come early. You know, a guy like Dario who did everything that Brett Brown asked him to do. I get all that. Believe me, you know, there's no bigger Dario Saric fan than me. I get all that. You know, however, I just feel as if that the Sixers offense and defense, for that matter, would be better suited bringing him off the bench, like the first unit, because I just don't think at this particular time, it could happen in a couple years, but in this particular time, that his skill set and MB's skill set mesh well together. I think that you need to surround the big man with some shooters, and then in a guy like Ben Simmons, who can pass the ball, you know, he can get the rock to the shooters, and he can also find Embiid down on low. And when you have shooters, it's just going to open up things. You know, you would hate to see that, you know, just because you got all these top draft picks and because, you know, we're saying that these guys are going to be superstars, that you have them all together. Now, some of you guys may be young, way younger than I am. Like, I'm 46 years old. And I remember back in the day, the Los Angeles Lakers. I remember the Sixers back in the 80s. You know, Boston Celtics. I mean, all these teams were extremely deep and will probably go down as some of the greatest teams in NBA history. And they had guys who would be starters on other squads coming off the bench because they all brought something to that team, and it made those teams deep and unstoppable. So, you know what I mean? I think that that's the way the Sixers should go. And I want to thank you guys for listening. And, hey, today's a great day to listen and watch college football. Like I said, I'm a diehard Pitt Panther. So, you know, I got my mug so I can drink my brew. I got a Pitt mug. I got the beer like on chill right now, getting cold. You know what I mean? I'm going to put on my Pitt t-shirt. It's not cold enough for the sweatshirt. And I'm just going to sit there. I was going to go out and enjoy the game with people, but it's going to be a tough game. And it's one of those things where I like to analyze stuff. And sometimes when you become a fan, you get a little loud and stuff like that. And I don't want to embarrass myself or embarrass my buddies. So it's like I'm going to have something over my house and just sit there and look at it, you know, have some fun and, you know, just enjoy the game. And guess what? If Pitt loses, I don't have to drive back home and, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. I can just flip the channel and watch something else. You know what I mean? And also, something else, I'm going to admit, you know, I also like the local teams. So what I'm going to do is, while I'm doing that in commercial breaks, you know I'm flipping to watch Villanova and Temple. So, hey, enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Have a great weekend overall, and I'll chat with y'all early next week. Peace.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.